104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. I want to say thank you very much for listening in this morning. Today is Saturday, October 14th, 2017. I know that may sound silly to a lot of you, but believe it or not, I've got friends, like the guy that lives next door to me. He's a retired Canadian guy. He's not really sure what day it is a lot of the time. And believe it or not, there's many of us retired people that live down here in Puerto Vallarta. We just love it so much. Every day's just beautiful. The weather's great. We just don't really care a whole lot what day it is because every day is paradise here in beautiful Bay of Banderas. I want to say thank you for tuning in today. I've got one interview coming up about an event that's happening right now, believe it or not. So I'm not going to talk a whole lot here at the beginning because I want to tell you about this event that's happening. It actually started at 8 o'clock this morning, and I would have told you all about it last week, but believe it or not, I didn't know about it. I try and keep my nose to the ground and listen and smell out everything that's happening around here that's kind of fun to do. But I missed this one, so I apologize. But one thing before we go any further, today we have another of the social service brigades. And the brigade starts at 9 o'clock, which was a couple of minutes ago, going till 2 o'clock. And today the brigada, or brigade, is in the community that's directly behind Home Depot. And if everybody, most people down here know where Home Depot is because there's only one of them. If you don't know, you go north of the airport about 4 miles, look on your right-hand side, and you'll see Home Depot. Now, you got to be real, real careful because the exit is real, real dangerous. I don't know why they haven't figured out how to make that a smoother transition from the main road, Highway 200, but they haven't. And so there's a big car wash, and you kind of got to turn over to the right real carefully and then go behind it. But if you missed the main turnoff, what you can do is go on up, and right where the big Puerto Vallarta letters, you'll see a Chinese restaurant, and you'll see a Starbucks, and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff. You can kind of turn back like there, like if you're going to San Pancho or to the university, and then you come to the first stoplight and turn left. But anyway, the Social Service Brigade started here just a couple minutes ago at 9 o'clock, and it's going full service until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Now, if you're new to the show, you may not know what the University of Guadalajara Puerto Vallarta Social Service Brigade is. And what it is an opportunity for anybody that lives here in this area to come and get free information from the professors here at the university. Now, we're not talking about geography. Well, we might be, but I don't think so. What we're talking about is lawyers, doctors, nurses, all types of medical people such as nutritionists, physical fitness. We also bring some architecture people, construction people. There's professors and doctors that come, and a whole lot of students. A lot of the students kind of organize and help you get to where you want to go. You ask them, hey, I've got a problem with building my garage, or I've got concrete problems in front of my house, which is most all the streets here in the whole Bay of Banderas, because for some reason they don't want to fix any of the streets. That's my little one-second editorial. But you can come and you can talk to the professionals. It's free. There's no cost. They'll answer any question, and there's no question that's too silly. I had some people the other day asking me about if they could get free legal advice. Well, to a certain extent, yeah. You can come and ask some of the lawyers questions that you might have something going on. Like, I've been in the process of buying a new car. I'm not buying a new one. I'm buying a used one. Matter of fact, I might be buying two used ones. I'm not really sure because I can't decide which one it is, and I think I'll just buy them both. That's the kind of guy I am. Instead of flipping a coin like I should, I just might buy both of them. But I really don't know what the legal process is. I do in the States, but I don't know if when I buy a car here, I give a guy some money. I don't know if he needs to give me the title, if he signs it over, if I need to go to a government agency. Somebody told me I need to take the plates off, blah, blah, blah. So I really don't know, and that's one thing that I need to find out because I'm doing it myself. And then I can pass the information on to you. So next week I might have someone on here that will tell you how exactly you need to buy a used or new car here in the Bay of Banderas. I think it's easier if you're buying a new one because it's through a dealer, and, of course, they have professionals there. But when it's coming from an individual like myself to another individual, I'm not exactly sure what the process is, and I'm right in the middle of it, so I better figure it out pretty fast. So as soon as the show's over, I might be going over the brigade and asking some of the lawyers over there or some of the notaries questions about that. But it's really, really a neat thing. It's free. It's open to the public. And, again, it's in the subdivision at the main plaza. It's called Las Juntas. That's Juntas. And it's the big subdivision right behind Home Depot. And it started at 9. It's going to be going until 2 o'clock. So that's really, really important. I've got a lot to talk about today, but I want to go ahead and play our first interview because that event started at 8 o'clock this morning. And as I mentioned, I wasn't privy to the information about it. So we're going to play that and then come back. And today's going to be a lot of me, which is not a bad thing. I think it's pretty good because I work really, really hard all week long finding out information for you guys and gals. And hopefully it helps you a little bit. So we're going to go ahead and go to the first interview, take a short break right now, play a little music, go to the interview, and I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more here on the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I want to say thank you for listening in this morning. We'll be right back.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too, and anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you. sugar came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. This morning, I'm very fortunate to have a gentleman here on the radio show, Luis Morales. Hope I pronounced that right, Luis.
Yes.
First of all, I want to say thank you very much for taking your time to come and be on the radio this morning. Luis is here in conjunction with a festival that is taking place today. So you need to get up and get going because you're already about an hour late. And I apologize. I just found out about this festival. But it is the first bird diversity festival in San Pancho, which is a beautiful community just north of Bahía Banderas. First of all, thank you very much for taking your time to come today. And I'll just open the mic to you. As I mentioned, the festival started today at 8 o'clock, and it's going to run until this afternoon. And it's all about bird watching. And we've got some experts from all across the United States, Mexico, and they're going to be here looking at very, very special birds that migrate down to this area. So, again, thank you for coming, and I'll just open the mic up to you. And if you don't mind, tell us, Luis, all about the festival.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much for the invitation. I am very happy to be here with you. And yes, this is the very first edition of this bird diversity festival. And a few years ago, we started this exercise of celebrating migratory birds in collaboration with some organizations like Environment for the Americas and the this area, you know, the Bay of Banderas, it's a very special place for birds and for its bird diversity. We have a significant overlap of migratory species and that come here, especially during the winter time and spring, you know, mostly coming from the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they come for the same reason people come. You know, it's too cold up north. And,
yeah, who wants to be up there when your wings are freezing?
Exactly. And so, you know, there's a perfect synchrony, you know, between the time these migratory species migrate south and what we call our tourist season, which, you know, is kind of beginning right now. So this is, you know, also why we chose to do the festival this time of the year. But, you know, going back to the bird diversity aspect that I was mentioning to you, also our lush vegetation here in the Banderas Bay, especially after the summertime, it's home for many species, you know, many resident species, and including many endemics. You know, that means many species that are unique to this area. So the overlap of, you know, these all these migratory species and also many endemics, you know, or many resident species,
mm-hmm.
you know, make us being one of the hotspots, you know, for bird diversity in Mexico. And if you add that, you know, the infrastructure of Puerto Vallarta and Riviera Nayarit, you know, it makes really a wonderful place, you know, for especially for snowbirds, you know, or people who are coming to winter here and who look at bird watching, you know, as an activity that is healthy, you know, that is good for them. So, as you mentioned, this festival is all about, you know, community, and it's all about education and bringing people together around the idea of celebrating this rich bird diversity, and also promoting ecotourism as a more sustainable way of tourism.
Well, I know there's an unbelievable different amount of birds that live here full time, and then of course, as you're saying, we have the snowbirds that come in on the big airplanes, but then we have the snowbirds that also fly on their own wings and come down here. You know, I live here year round, and I see birds, you know, in the different seasons. I'm a bird watcher because I love to watch them. Matter of fact, where I live out on the golf course, it's amazing. On one side of the golf course, I'll see certain color of birds and certain birds, I guess, species. And then just half a mile away on the other side of the golf course, I see completely different birds. And I never see them in each other's territory. And then there's some birds that are just everywhere. But this is a very, very unique, I'm going to call it a festival. It's a great opportunity for people to come and learn more about birding. I know the Audubon Society in the United States has been very, very large, and I guess in Canada and Mexico for hundreds of years. Birds have always fascinated man, and it's just fabulous that you all are going to have this festival. Now, you mentioned that there's some experts going to be there from different parts of Mexico. Can you explain on that and just kind of tell us what the schedule is today?
Yes. This morning, the activities started at 8 a.m. So as you mentioned, we invited different birding guides, you know, some expert, especially, for instance, Mark Stackhouse, who lives in San Blas, but he's also an international birding guide who has, you know, done international guiding all throughout the world. Mm-hmm. We also have some local guides like Alejandro Martinez, here from birding in Mexico, in Puerto Vallarta, also Francisco Garcia from San Blas, who is also a really knowledgeable guide, you know, and he has, you know, for a couple of years, you know, the record of something called the Big Day, you know, which is, you know, birding continuously for 24 hours.
Oh, really?
See who gets the most species, and I think Francisco and Mark together, they've got like 234 species, you
in
know.
One
and,
in one day.
In one day.
Do they document these by taking photographs, or do they document them just by noting that they saw them? Or
yeah, so one of the things that you'll see today at the festival, you know, we are doing some workshops on these citizen science apps. So we use, you know, birding now has gained like quite techy, you know, so we
very
we
modern
use, we use these amazing apps like eBird, you know, that it's managed by the National Audubon Society and also a Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And it's basically this database, you know, that you can, from your phone or any mobile device, you know, or from your computer, you can enter your observations, you know, anywhere you go in the world. You know, if you go on the plane to Timbuktu or to Costa Rica, you know, or to Canada, or if you come to Mexico, of course, and if you come to the Puerto Vallarta area, as you come in the plane, you can go into eBird, you know, and it will tell you what can be seen, where, you know, who has seen them. You know, it's like a log, you know.
That's
so
fabulous. I mean, because there are so many different birds, and like I said, I see so many different birds, and I am not educated. I don't know what one, if it's an egret or if it's a sparrow. I know a hummingbird, but there's probably many different types of hummingbirds.
Exactly.
And it's just amazing that we're blessed with so much diversity when it comes to birds. Now, you're going to have some experts there on hand today that will be able to explain this. So if you're a neophyte at birding like I am, it's a great opportunity to come out to San Pancho today, or some call it San Francisco, just north of Highway, on Highway 200, just north of the Sayulita exit.
Exactly.
It's about 15 miles, maybe
Yeah, it's less than 10 minutes drive. Okay. You know, it's the next exit. You will see a gas station, and we will be at Plaza del Sol, which is the main plaza. You basically drive all the way to the end of Main Street, and then one block to the right, you ask anyone for the plaza, and we will be there. There will be, you know, besides the verticals, we'll have the experts right there. You know, we will have many workshops. You know, this is an event for the whole family.
Okay, great.
We will have many educational activities, you know, related to birds and bird conservation. We'll have different organizations from different parts of Mexico and the region, also from the U.S., explaining, you know, how to take care of birds, you know, how to protect them. Also, the use of these citizen science apps, you know, like eBird and another one called iNaturalist. So we will be introducing people, you know, and kind of taking them hand by hand, you know, on the use of these apps. Well, basically to promote the knowledge, you know, the understanding and kind of creating awareness, you know, and a sense of appreciation for our rich bird diversity. We have over 300 species of birds in the area, you know, and we want people to know about them, and we want them to also realize that there's a huge value in this appreciation, not only a potential economic value through ecotourism, you know, because this is a low impact type of tourism.
Well, that's something I want to talk about. I've got to take a break. My producer's telling us we have to take a break. I want to come right back and talk a little bit about that and about some of the websites, and again, go over the details, how long it's going to be running today. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
Charlie de Alfa, a 5 minutos del área. Cambio.
Enterado, Alfa. Procedemos.
Señores, todo nuestro adiestramiento, todo lo aprendido, se demuestra aquí y ahora.
Ustedes saben perfectamente lo que tienen que hacer.
Vamos a darlo todo.
Desde hace 50 años hacemos esto por ellos, nuestra gente, nuestras familias.
Lo hacemos por México.
Ejército y Fuerza Aérea Mexicanos, aplicando el plan de N3E. Estamos contigo. Nuestra causa es México. Secretaría de la Defensa Nacional, Gobierno de la República.
Cada año hay huracanes, así que estamos muy pendientes de las alertas. Aseguramos nuestros documentos en bolsa plástica y nos vamos al refugio antes que llegue el huracán.
En Conagua estamos invirtiendo en más tecnología para que todos tengamos información oportuna. En época de huracanes, queremos que estés a salvo.
Cuando llegó el huracán, ya estábamos en el refugio.
En caso de emergencia, marca 911. Recuerda, la vida es primero.
Conagua, Semarnat, Gobierno de la República.
Hace poco me cambié de casa y nadie me visitó. Pensé que a todos les había dado igual, pero recordé que no les di mi nueva dirección. Recibir una visita puede hacer la diferencia, y eso no es cualquier cosa. Como tampoco lo es poder opinar sobre lo que pasa en mi colonia. Eso puede cambiar todos mis días. Por ello, ya fui al módulo del INE a actualizar el domicilio en mi credencial para votar. Porque mi país me importa, quiero participar en las decisiones que me afectan a mí y a mi comunidad.
Instituto Nacional Electoral, INE.
La UDG celebra 225 años de su creación y 92 de su refundación, y reconoce al personal que cumple 35 años y más al servicio de la institución. Su labor es clave para la formación de profesionales que requiere Jalisco y México. Universidad de Guadalajara, Red Universitaria e Institución Benemérita de Jalisco.
Nace un huerto orgánico en el CUP, y tú puedes ser parte de él. Jardín Gourmet. Dona una planta o semillas de especies como
albahaca,
hierbabuena,
romero,
hoja santa,
arúgula,
apio,
chile,
stevia,
menta,
taparrub,
orégano,
tomillo,
lavanda,
manzanilla,
citronela,
girasol,
zinnia,
cempasúchil,
té de limón
y crisantemo. Lunes a viernes de 10 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde frente a la biblioteca del CUC, Centro Universitario de la Costa. Sembrando conciencia.
Festival Coordenada 2017, 20 de octubre, Phoenix, Interpol, Mon Laferte, 21 de octubre, Molotov, Garbage, Los Auténticos Decadentes, Caligaris y muchas bandas más. Parque Trasloma, boletos en Ticketmaster.
You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Hehehe.
sing, sweet nightingale. I, oh, sing, sweet nightingale, sing, sweet nightingale. Oh, sing, sweet nightingale, sing, sweet. Oh, sing, sweet nightingale, sing. Oh, sing, sweet nightingale, oh, sing, sweet. Oh, sing, sweet.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I just want to say thank you once again to Louise to come here today and talk about the first Bird Diversity Festival that is being held today. This Saturday, it started at 8 a.m. I'm sorry, it's a little bit late, but it's going to run till how late today?
The festival will take place until 7 p.m. today.
Okay, so we're going to be able to see a lot of different birds, and it's going to be in San Pancho. You go on Highway 200, the main highway towards Topeak. If you're not familiar with San Pancho is, you go past Sayulita, it's about 10 more miles, you'll turn left, drive straight down through the main road, and you'll go by the Cirque du Soleil.
Exactly, yeah.
And huge recycling place, and just going down by the beach, you'll find the main plaza. This is really exciting because I know there's an awful lot of people that come down here year-round birding, and because you're having it from the daytime or morning all the way till the evening, you'll probably see different birds because I think birds travel and move around during the day. Some are, you know, early risers. You know, I had a funny joke one time. Someone told me the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Now, that's a little Good Morning Wake Up Show humor. But, again, you're going to have experts here. So if you're just a novelist at birding, or maybe you've never even thought about logging the birds you see, this is going to be a great opportunity, very good educational opportunity to come and learn from some experts that are world renowned to know all about what's going on. So you mentioned a couple of fancy websites like eBird, and go ahead and explain those and how people can download those, or if they need to, on their, I guess, their computer device or iPhone, whatever they carry around with them. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, Michael, yes, I was mentioning earlier that birding has get, you know, quite sophisticated, and also we have some amazing tools that can make it easier for us to find birds, you know, and also to log them in. So some of the apps that people can download are eBird. You know, you can go into eBird website, or you can go into a Play Store, you know, and download this app for free. And this app is amazing because wherever you go in the world, you know, it has a Google Maps interface.
Oh, wow.
That basically knows where you are. And it tells you what species you can find in that area, you know, and also we also use another app that you use basically to upload photographs or video, and it's called iNaturalist. Mm-hmm. You can also use it worldwide, and this is like the Facebook of nature lovers.
That's cool.
Know? And so basically, if you take a photograph of a bird or a plant, an insect, a mammal, you know, any creature that you don't know what it is, you upload the picture, you know, and within minutes, you know, the worldwide community will help you to identify your species, you know. So
have there been
really
any
amazing
birds discovered in the last maybe 5 years that nobody ever knew existed?
Well, yes. You know, there's actually, I was just reading that in Brazil, you know, just in the last couple of months, they discovered 8 new species in the Amazon, you know. So, yes, there's also, you know, there's been, like, rearrangement of the of all the different taxonomy, you know, the way they arrange species, and many people, you know, bird watchers are looking into these opportunities, you know, to see, to find new species, and now with eBird, you know, it's like having an album, you know, with stamps, you know, that we used to collect, but now we do this with birds, you know.
Well, it's an amazing opportunity for people to come out to San Pancho today, and again, it's going to start at 8 a.m. and go till 7 p.m. Let's talk about what they need to bring. Do they need to bring special type of clothing, sunblock, maybe a hat, your camera? What all else do they need to bring? Or can you give us some advice?
Yes.
Binoculars?
Exactly. You have binoculars. You have all of these. If you have, you know, bring a hat, you know, bring, you know, comfortable shoes, you know, to go for walks, you know. So some of the activities will be bird walks, you know,
okay,
with experts. But we will also have some activities right at the plaza. You know, we will have different workshops from different nonprofit organizations that work on, like, macaw conservation, or some others that do educational activities for children. We will be also tutoring people, you know, on the use of these citizen science apps that I mentioned, so we will be very hands-on. There will be also food for sale, you know.
Okay.
We're inviting different local vendors, you know, to provide food, and there will be music. We will have also a section, you know, for people to express, you know, through poetry or short tales.
That's
to birds. Better. You know, we really want people to celebrate birds. You know, this is a celebration of birds. You know, as you mentioned, you know, birds have always fascinated humankind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really believe, you know, that it's right now at the beginning of the season a good time to celebrate them, you know, and we hope that this is going to be a very fun event, you know, a very successful one in bringing the community together, and we hope this is going to be the first of many festivals to come.
Well, as you mentioned, it's very, very family-oriented, so it's a great opportunity for a family to come, bring your kids, and start them at a young age. You know, they're in school all day long, 5 days a week, and from early in the morning till late in the afternoon, and they're basically enclosed in buildings. This is a great opportunity to get outside, to discover nature. So many of our young kids today, and I'm talking from 4 years, 1 or 2 years old all the way up through college, they spend so much time sitting in front of computers or in their iPads or their whatever. This is a great opportunity to teach them about the outdoors, not only about birds, but about everything else that is actually outdoors. And I think it's great for kids to get out. So it's a very, very family-oriented function today. We, again, it's going to be at the main plaza, it's starting at the main plaza in San Pancho, started at 8 o'clock and goes all the way till 7 p.m. today. It's just what I think is a fabulous opportunity for people to go out, spend time with your family. They can pack a picnic if they want, bring their own food and drinks, but there's also going to be vendors there in San Pancho. And not only will you get to learn about birds, you'll get to see how beautiful the community of San Pancho is. Beautiful beaches there. Maybe your family's never been there, but you can get out of the city of Puerto Vallarta or La Cruz, wherever you live. Go and enjoy San Pancho. It's a beautiful, beautiful community, and it's a great opportunity to go and learn about birding. What are the most common birds down here? Now, seagulls are very common, and there's some. You have the seabirds, but then you also have hummingbirds, and then you have the birds. We live in the mountains, so there's mountain birds here too. What are the most common birds that are here in the Bay of Banderas area?
Well, we have, you know, some of the more common species, you know, might be like, you know, either a great-tailed grackles, you know, that, you know, are these blackbirds that we see.
They make all kinds of noise.
Exactly. They're kind of noisy, you know, and they are omnivorous, you know, so they, we call them trash birds, you know, because they, whenever there's trash around, you know, their populations will thrive. But we have, you know, other species of land birds, for instance, that are very very unique and very charismatic. Actually, the logo for our organization, the San Pancho Bird Observatory, is the black-throated magpie jay. You know, that is this jay with a very long tail.
Okay.
And this is actually in the front cover of the Mexican bird Bible, you know, call it, you know. And it's an amazing bird that... that you can see here in San Pancho, you know, sometimes you see them even along the highway, you know, crossing. It's in the crow family.
Okay.
We also have, you know, one of the activities that is taking place today at the festival, we have a drawing contest. And so this drawing contest is especially oriented to parrots. You know, we have especially four species of parrots, and they are all protected, you know, or endangered. We have Mexican parrotlets, we have orange-fronted parakeets, lilac-crowned parrots, and military macaws. These four are protected by the Mexican laws.
Okay.
So today at 4 p.m. we're doing the awarding of this contest, you know, especially for children, but also there is a category for adults. And the goal of this contest, you know, is to for people to express or to share a message of for the conservation of this species, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we believe that these birds, you know, deserve to live in the wild, you know, not in cages. You know, they were not born to live in cages, which unfortunately is one of the reasons, you know, pet trade is one of the reasons they are endangered, and some of them, you know, going extinct. Actually, there's been some species that they are no longer around.
You know, that's unfortunate.
We have the records, you know, from previous researchers, especially, for instance, in the San Blas area, through a tradition, you know, for bird watchers called Christmas bird counts, you know, that it's normally around Christmas. And we have the record, you know, of some species of parrots, you know, being by the hundreds, you know, big flocks, you know. And now, you know, I lead trips there, you know, for the last 10 years. And, you know, we rarely see them, you know. We see them very, very rarely. So this is also one of the importance, you know, using these citizen science apps, you know, taking record, you know, not only going out, you know, and have fun and contemplate, you know, the beauty, but also actually help scientists, you know, to understand the dynamics of bird populations.
Well, not only are we going to be able to see birds, but birds make noise. If you never notice that, they make a lot of noise. Some of them are very, very loud. And there used to be a TV show in the United States to where it was a variety type show. And once or twice a year, they would have a contest. And I guess it's a nationwide deal throughout the universities in the United States. And these students would come on and they would name the bird, and then they would make the noise that bird made. Or they'd try to get as close as they could. And they actually had championships who could make the most exact sound of that bird. They were incredible. Some bird songs are just a chirp. And some go for maybe half a minute or so. And they repeat, and then some don't repeat.
Exactly.
But that's another thing that you'll be able to go to today at San Pancho, to the Festival of Birds, and learn and ask questions. So we're about out of time for this segment. Is there anything else you want to close with, Lewis?
Well, just to thank you, Michael, for the invitation to the radio show, and to invite all of you, please come to San Pancho, come and visit. Also, if for some reason you don't have the chance to come today, you can also visit our website on Facebook. You know, we are a non-profit organization called San Pancho Bird Observatory. We do a lot of work in conservation, and we also lead tours. So you can go on birdingsanpancho.net and also find us on our Facebook page for the San Pancho Bird Observatory. You can find everything about this festival and also other coming events. And also, if for some reason you don't have the chance to join us today, hopefully you can come and visit to either do some tour with us, or also a volunteer. You know, we also have a number of volunteering.
Yeah, so if you're an expert, you want to help lead a class someday, something like that. Now, I have an email here, birding sanpancho@gmail.com. And then if they want to call you about a tour, maybe hire you to take them out for an afternoon 348 people. Is there a phone number anything they can contact you at?
Exactly. It's 322-139-7242.
Okay, 322-139-7242. And again, I want to say thank you very much for coming today. Thank you for informing us. I'm sorry I didn't have you on last week to give people a little bit of notice. But it's just now about 9:20 in the morning. You'll have a great opportunity. The event goes today till 7 p.m. in San Pancho. And it sounds like a really, really great opportunity to learn all about not just birds, but the environment, the beautiful environment we live in here. It seems like the ocean sometimes dominates what people do here, but we live in such a beautiful place, and birds make it very interesting. They're fun to watch. They're fun to listen to, and I'm going to try and get more involved in them because it's a great, not a hobby. Some people make it an occupation. They travel all around the world to see different kinds of birds.
Exactly.
So, again, today's the first Bird Diversity Festival here in San Pancho. It's going to be starting at 8 o'clock. It's already 9:20, so you're a little bit late, but that's my fault. But again, I want to say thank you very much, Lewis, for taking your time to come into the Good Morning Wake Up Show today and talking about the festival. And I'll see you later on at the festival.
Thank you very much, Michael, and we see you in San Pancho very soon.
Okay,
thank you, everyone.
We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise.
Well, I want to say thank you very much, Luis, once again for coming and talking about that great event that they're holding. Again, it is today. It is going on up in San Pancho and around the general area. I do want to apologize for all the background noise that was being picked up during the interview. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to come to the radio station where we have perfect conditions here to record things. And I had to meet him at a restaurant. I had requested a very, very quiet area of the restaurant, but it seems like at the beginning of the interview, one of the waiters decided he wanted to play a bunch of music in the background, and then he wanted to seat a bunch of people all around us. So anyway, I really, really apologize about that. I know that little digital recorder I have picks up background noises very well. And I apologize for that. It was very noisy. It was even distracting to me when I was listening up back to it this morning. We actually recorded that yesterday. And, again, it's a great, great event. If you
Don't know much about birding. It is an unbelievable, I don't know if it's a sport, if it's a hobby. It's an occupation for a lot of people. As he was mentioning, there's some of the professional people that go around the world in competitions trying to find the most birds in 24 hours. That was a really amazing fact to me. I didn't realize it was that in depth. But as I mentioned in the interview, there's areas in over on the golf course that I play quite a bit that I'll see certain birds on one side. Then on the other back nine, I won't see the same birds. I'll see completely different. And it seems like they just want to stay in their own little area. I don't understand why they do that, but Lewis did and opened it a little bit. But it's a great, great event today. It's going on up there in the San Pancho area. There's going to be a lot of – it's a beautiful day, great weather, so that's a good reason. And as I mentioned, it's a great opportunity to get your family together. It's going all the way till 7 tonight, so you got plenty of time to pack up a picnic basket and get your binoculars and all the stuff you're going to be needing that Lewis mentioned. Take your family up there. It's not that far. It's about a 25, 30-minute drive, depending on the traffic. And it's beautiful, beautiful beaches. You can also take your beach wear. There's places to change clothes. There's some great, great restaurants up there in the San Pancho area. Very beautiful community, very beautiful beaches. And so if you don't go today, if you're not able to, Lewis gave out some information to where you can contact him. And you don't just have to do it today. Birding is something that is here every single day. From before the sun comes up, you can hear them chirping and getting ready, starting with the roosters down about a half a mile from my house that I can hear. It's amazing how well those rooster sound travels when the main highway's not making a bunch of noise around 5:30. I can hear those roosters for blocks and blocks, and it wakes me up. And anyway, it was kind of cool that God made roosters to wake people up, because back in the day, we didn't have alarm clocks. And so I guess the rooster is God's alarm clock, and he's also what helps us have eggs in the morning. Those huevos in the morning, sunny side up with some toast and some hotcakes are awful good. I'm making myself hungry. But anyway, I want to let you know, I'll go back to the birding thing. I apologize for the sound. I'll try and do better, try and find quieter places to do my interviews. But anyway, I apologize. I want to mention the Brigada. The Brigade is going on right now over in the neighborhood that is behind Home Depot. There's two or three entrances to it, and if you'll just drive into town, you'll find the main plaza. There'll probably be some signs up saying University of Guadalajara Social Service Brigade. And there'll be all kinds of experts there from the university be able to help you in a lot of different areas. And as I was mentioning earlier, I need to go over there and talk to them about how to buy a car properly. And then when I learn, maybe next week I'll have a professional on here, because there's a lot of people come down here to buy cars. There are rules and regulations once you have your permanent residency, and this is what I ran into. I've been down here about 4 years. I got my permanent residency, and I was told by the visa office and also by some other folks that due to that fact my car was newer than 10 years old, I couldn't keep my car here. I know a lot of people do, and they drive them around, and if they get pulled over, which I did learn a couple things about this thing I'll pass on. If you do get pulled over, the only authority that can give you a ticket for driving a car that's not properly registered here in the country of Mexico are the federal police. The municipal, the government, or the state of Jalisco or Nayarit police, they're not supposed to be able to give you a ticket for that. Only the federal police will give you a ticket for driving a car that is not registered in the country of Mexico. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be an American car or a Canadian car, not made, but from the country of, if you're a resident of those countries. If you're driving a Mexican car and it's out of registration, still, it has to be a federal police that gives you that ticket. The other guys will question you about it, but they can't give you a ticket. They'll give you a ticket for something else. I mean, they're going to get their 500 pesos or their 200 pesos one way or the other. But only the federal police can give you tickets for not having a registered car. Now, I know, as I mentioned, a lot of people that keep cars down here, they drive them, and, you know, they are breaking the law. And we don't want to do that. We want to abide by the rules and regulations of this country, just like we would for the rules and regulations wherever we live. The one thing that's not, that you may not have such a problem, maybe a $20 or $30 ticket, even if a federal police gives you one. The problem is it's an illegal vehicle. It's not registered in this country. And due to that fact, you cannot insure the car. So if your car is not insured and you have an accident, regardless if it's your fault or if it's one of the killer whales, which I call the buses that run up and down the highways here in Puerto Vallarta in the Bay of Banderas without any respect for any of the rules or regulations, or the taxis, they do the same thing. They're just a whole lot smaller and can do a lot less damage to you. But if you live down here or if you're visiting, you know those cabs or taxis and the buses do not obey any rules or regulations. They speed. They don't ever signal when they're changing lanes. They'll run you over. They'll run you off the road. They're very, very dangerous. And I rarely ever see a motorcycle policeman pulling over the taxis or the buses. Now, this is an editorial. It's one of the things that bothers me more than anything about living down here. They need to police those taxis and auto buses, as they call them here, a whole lot more. And that's another editorial. That's one thing great that I appreciate about having this radio show is I get to express some of my opinions. And they're just not my opinions. Everybody I talk to say they just can't believe how dangerous the taxis and the buses are down here. So anyway, you do need to have your car registered. If it's not, it's illegal. The big problem you're going to have is if you ever have an accident, you're really in trouble then. And it might not be your fault, but still, you're in trouble. So please obey the rules and regulations. Make sure you're driving a proper car and do what I did. If it's not, take it back to the States. There's a great market around the South Texas area right now for used cars because of the hurricanes. You can get top dollar for your car right now and come down here and buy a vehicle that is registered here in Mexico. Then you can insure it and everything will be a lot better. And I promise you that's what we want. We want to have happy lives. We want to enjoy ourselves down here. And so after the show, I'm going to go over and talk to one of the lawyers at the Brigade. And probably a notary public and make sure the cars, our car that I'm buying is going to be registered properly, that the tagging is going to be right. And as I mentioned, I don't know how to do all of that. I need help. And a lot of us do. I do want to give you my email because I have a lot of people calling in asking different questions. And if you'd like to, the phone number here at the radio station is 226-2233. Or 226-2266. And you can always email me at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. And I am asking you to email me if you have any questions about anything. And I'm also putting out a little plea. It's getting busier and busier down here. We have a lot more people coming down, the snowbirds. I hope you like that Ann Murray song I played, Snowbirds. It was kind of like a double whammy this morning. It was talking about the birding festival we're having up in San Pancho. But it was also about the snowbirds from Canada and northern United States that are starting to come down right now. It used to be, I think, from everybody I talked to, they came maybe mid-November around Thanksgiving time in the United States. And it started getting colder up there. But for some reason, and I think I know why, because it's so beautiful here. It's such a great place to come. There's a lot of people coming in early October, mid-October. They're getting down here earlier, and they're staying later. And we love that. It's great for the economy. It's great for the Bay of Banderas. It is a little crazy with the traffic, but I think, you know, they're trying to figure out how to get the traffic to flow a little bit easier around this place. You know, it's a big problem. There's a big ocean on one side, a bunch of mountains on the other, so you only have a small area that you can put roads in. But anyway, they're working on it. But we have a lot more snowbirds, a lot more people come down here. A lot of the restaurants that have been closed for the last 3 weeks, month or so, giving everybody a good opportunity for a vacation, are starting to back up. They're starting to open up. They're starting to be busier, and that is great because there's been a couple, three of my favorite restaurants that have been closed, and I'm hungry for some of those Fajita Republic fajitas and a couple other places that I won't mention. But anyway, a lot more people are coming down here, so be a little bit more careful. And remember, school is in session, so you got to really, really, really be careful around all the school zones and try and slow down a little bit to protect our children. Speaking of schools, the American School of Puerto Vallarta presented an unbelievable college festival last Monday over at the convention center, where they had over 70 universities from all over the world here, and a lot of the high school students and future college students had an opportunity to go and learn all about that. I want to say thank you for them. For the last two nights, and tonight is the last night, they are presenting Fiddler on the Roof, which is a very, very famous, very funny, very serious, very good musical. It will be tonight at 8 o'clock over at their Arts Center. It's an outdoor auditorium, but it does have a roof on it. No sides, just a roof. It's 100 pesos per person. Teachers, student, and children get in for 50 pesos. I'm going to be there tonight, probably around 7:45. So if you're fortunate to come and get a ticket, you're going to have a great, great time. If you see me, come up and say hello. I'd love to meet all my listeners. Again, it's the American School of Puerto Vallarta. They're presenting the musical Fiddler on the Roof. Tonight's the last night at 8 p.m. And if you don't know where it is, it's just north of the marina area, just south of the airport. There is, it's the same road you would go to. There's a big shopping mall right there, and I can't think of the name of it right now. But anyway, it's the road. There's a big intersection there. It's between the airport and the marina area. So, again, want to congratulate the school, American School of Puerto Vallarta. They do a fabulous job out there training the kids. I do also know they're going to have another big Halloween party coming up here in a couple weeks. It is the Day of the Dead will be coming up here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to have one of the professors, one of the history professors from the university, come and talk about that and kind of educate us all why Mexico celebrates the Day of the Dead, not for just one day, but two or three days. Next week, I think I'll have a professor from the university history group. But my producer, lovely Jeanette, is in there telling me I need to take a break. And I'm going to do that right now. We're going to play some music and be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. There's a lot more going on down here in the Bay of Banderas I want to talk about. So, again, please contact me if you need to at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. We're going to take a break and be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
Morning, smile with the rising sun, freely be burning.
Well, if you notice, all the music I've been playing this morning has something to do with birds. And that was a Bob Marley song called Three Little Birds Outside My Window. I kind of like that. It's got a good little rhythm and little beat. And after my show at 11 o'clock, there's going to be, I think, a couple hours of reggae with Jeanette that she plays it every Saturday. I kind of like reggae. It's funny, though, I go to Jamaica where reggae was really famous, and I never hear it there. I hear it everywhere around the world but there. But anyway, I do want to mention once again, if you did just now turn it into the show, welcome. Thank you for listening. There is a major birding event today. And what is that? Well, up at San Pancho, it started around 8 o'clock, and it's going until 7 this evening. You have an opportunity to go up there. They're going to have some experts from Mexico, the United States, members of the Audubon Society, and they're going to talk all about birds, the ones that live here year-round, the ones that migrate to here during the winter up north, and the ones that actually leave. There's some birds that are down here in the summertime, and when it gets warmer down here and colder north, they head up north. And so anyway, it's very, very interesting. There's some great professionals there. They're going to be showing you some really, really neat apps that you can put on your phone or on your iPad or your ePad or your MyPad or whatever, to where you can basically see a bird, take a picture of it, send it to somebody. They'll send you some information back saying this is what that bird is. More information you probably ever wanted to know about that bird, the sound of it, and this, that, and the other. But there's going to be people up there today in San Pancho all day that'll help you out. They're also going to have a contest for the kids. They're going to have some parrots on display, and they're going to let the kids draw or paint the parrots. And at 4 o'clock, they're going to do a judging, and whoever did the best drawing of that particular bird, they're going to give some prizes out. It's just a fun thing for the kids to do. So, again, I want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in, that there's a major birding event going on up in San Pancho, which is straight up Highway 200 north going towards Topeka. It's about a 30-45 minute drive, depending on the traffic. But once you get there, it's a beautiful, beautiful place, and just a lot of cool stuff goes on up there. I want to mention a couple of other cool things that are going on, and one is the Brigade. The University of Guadalajara has it going on right now till about 2 o'clock, where there's about 35 or 40 students and probably as many or more faculty and staff from the University of Guadalajara here in Puerto Vallarta, helping the community over there. It's an outreach that was started several years ago by Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado, the president or rector here at the University of Guadalajara. And they reach out to community, different place every other third or fourth week, and so it's a great opportunity to go. Now, if you cannot go today, we're going to have another brigade on Sunday. Instead of Saturday, it's going to be on Sunday, October 29th, and it is going to be at the Big Sports Center where the running track is, the baseball field, the soccer field, softball field. It's right across from the big Sheraton Hotel right down on the right down on the main highway. And it's not just that event. On that same morning, the 29th, we are going to have the first Black Lion run. It's the University of Guadalajara Physical Fitness and Health Department. They're going to have a run, and it's going to start off at 8 o'clock in the morning. If you haven't registered yet, there's some great opportunities to do so. You can always contact the university or go to the webpage, which is www.cuc.udg.mx. Again, www.cuc.udg.mx. And I highly encourage you to go there once a week and look at all the different information. They're talking about the run and where you can sign up here at the university, who you can contact. We're going to make it easy. next Friday, the 20th, we're going to have a bunch of students that are involved with this run at the marina, the Puerto Vallarta Marina, from 4 to 8 p.m. There's going to be a big booth there. You're going to be able to sign up, pay your fee. It's not very much, about 200 pesos, I think, per person. And you're going to, for that, get a really, really cool shirt. I've been looking at them, and they're really, really neat. I'm going to have to run the 2K just so I can go get one, I think. But there is a 2K, a 5K, and a 10K. And it's open from anyone, I believe, 12 years old and up. They have different divisions. They have a seniors group for guys like me, 60 and above. And the rest of them are split up, I think, from 14 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60, and then seniors and up. Men and women. They also have some real neat categories where if you have a stroller, if you're a mom or someone in a wheelchair and you want to do the 2K, you're more than welcome. If you're one of those very, very competitive people that are handicapped and in a wheelchair, you can do the 5K and the 10K. And I'll tell you what, I've been in a couple of runs back when I was young to where some of those guys could pedal and gals could pedal way faster than I could run. Unbelievable athletes these people are that are handicapped, that have taken their negative and turned it into a big, big positive. Very good athletes. But there's going to be a 2K, a 5K, and a 10K. Where's it going to be? It's going to be at that same sports complex where the big soccer field is, the baseball field. They have handball over there. It's strictly right on the main highway, 200, in the hotel zone, right across from the big Sheridan Hotel. And it's going to start at 8 o'clock early. I mean, it isn't going to be a Mexican 8 o'clock where you get there at 8:25. I guarantee the 2K people will be finished. The 5K will be almost done. The 10Kers will be on their second lap. So this is going to be a 8 o'clock, what we call shotgun start. So you're going to have to get there around 7. But you're going to have a great opportunity to sign up for it next Friday at the marina, the Vallarta Marina, from 4 to 8. And then again, the next Saturday, the 27th, which will be the night before the run again, it'll be two nights before. It'll be Friday the 20th at the marina and Friday the 27th. The run is the 29th, Sunday morning. On the 27th, it's going to be in the Galleria Vallarta Mall, which is where the big Liverpool is, right across from the cruise ship terminal. The place I park my big, giant, mega private yacht every week in my dreams. I got one of those big old yachts, too, but I'm just dreaming about it. Anyway, that's where it's going to be. This coming Friday from 4 to 8, you can sign up for the race in the marina. The next Friday, the 27th, in the Galleria Mall where the Liverpool is. So it's going to be a great, great race. It's going to be a really interesting time. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's not a real serious race like the Boston Marathon or some of those real fancy deals. There are going to be some very competitive runners there, and they're going to run their race, and they're going to get a little chip. Besides a shirt, you're going to get a chip that tells you how fast you ran it, and you'll be able, if you're a competitive runner, go ahead and log that into your log that you keep as being a runner. And then they're going to give you a really, really nice medallion showing that you ran in the race. It's just a really cool thing that the university is putting on to promote good health, physical fitness. And everybody knows if you're in better shape, you eat healthier, you're going to live longer and have a better life. Be able to bend down and tie your shoes like I'm kind of having a problem with now. I think I'm going to have to go on a diet and well, I know I'm going to have to, but anyway, going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a really cool race. And then right after the race, they're going to have the brigade. You're going to be able to learn a lot from lawyers, doctors, medical people, health people, nutrition people, architects, construction, and four or five other disciplines. So That's going to be free. It's open to the public. The brigade is, not the race. The race is about 200 pesos, but you get the shirt and a lot of other cool stuff. So that's taking place on Sunday, the 29th, at 8 a.m. sharp. And then I think the brigade starts about 9, and we'll go till 2 o'clock. So that's a real important event that the university is putting on. If you need more information than that, you can call me here at the radio station at 226-2233 or 226-2266 or go to the university webpage, www.cuc.udg.mx. There's also a very special, kind of a somber event, but it's celebrating the life of the first president here at the University of Guadalajara, Dr. Armando Salitro Matas. He passed away a couple weeks ago, and this coming Thursday, October 19th, at 9 a.m. here in the main auditorium, they're going to have a special ceremony celebrating Dr. Armando's life, how he was a very, very important part of the University of Guadalajara, being the first president here in Puerto Vallarta at the campus over, I think, about 24 or 5 years ago when the university first started. And he passed away. They're going to have a special memorial for him here at the main campus Thursday, October 19th at 9 a.m. in the main auditorium. And it'll be not only talking and celebrating his life, what he did here at the university, but also the many lives and everything he did here in the Bay of Banderas area over the many years he lived here. So please, if you knew him or if you want to come and just celebrate a really special person, a great educator, life, that's going to be here on campus in the main auditorium this coming Thursday at 9 a.m. Also want to mention a very special event that's coming up starting October 28th and running for several weeks. There's going to be a special exposition at the Peter Gray Museum, and it's going to be called Linked at the Mind. It's an exposition that is starting. It's going to run, I say, for 3 or 4 weeks. Very, very special art. They're going to take out the Peter Gray art that's normally in the museum and have a very special exposition, which we do probably every 3 or 4 months. We'll have one run for 30 days or 60 days, depending on the artist. They're going to have the grand opening on October 28th at 11 a.m. And if everything is right with my mind, that is a Saturday. So right after the Good Morning Wake-Up Show is over, I will walk over to the Peter Gray Museum and help have the grand opening of Links of the Mind. It's an exposition. I haven't seen the art yet. I think I'll walk over there after the show today and peek in the windows and see what it is, and then maybe I can tell you a little bit about it next Saturday. But again, I wanted to mention that. It's going to be the grand opening next 2 Saturdays from now, the 28th. And I invite all of you to come to the Peter Gray Museum. It is a really, really nice art museum that we have here on campus. Berkey Gray, the widow of Peter Gray, who founded the museum many, many years ago here on campus, has an unbelievable collection of his private art that they display most of the time. But as I mentioned, they're going to have some very special art for about a month or so, a new exposition. Also, I want to mention next Saturday, the 21st, we're going to have another Science Saturday. And that is a really, really special program that is put on by the different science departments here at the university. It'll be next Saturday, the 21st, at 9 a.m. in the main auditorium. And the title this week is going to be 900 Legs. The centipede has more than the millipede. I don't know why about that, but it does. It's going to be about bugs. We're going to be teaching the kids how beneficial bugs are in our life. There's good bugs, there's bad bugs, and there's ugly bugs. But our good Lord put them all here on earth to do several things. Bugs eat other bugs and other insects. They also scare you every now and then when they come out of around the corner and you didn't know there was a big spider there or something. But there's a lot of reasons for bugs. I don't know them all. I'm not going to pretend to. It's unbelievable how interesting and how different they are. I've seen bugs sometimes I just couldn't believe. I said, man, things like centipedes or millipedes, different kinds of spiders. They're little tiny and they're great big. There's crickets. There's all kinds of stuff that run around here in this world. And Science Saturday is going to help explain all of that. It's mainly for kids from about the age of 2 or 3 up till, 18, 17, 18. A lot of the high school kids come over here and learn about it. It's science projects for them. They learn, they write a paper, they turn it in, get extra credit. But there's going to be several of the professors here, I think, from the biology department. They're going to be helping out. And it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're an adult and you want to learn more about bugs, it'll be a great opportunity to come. Again, it's next Saturday, the 21st, starting at 9 o'clock here on the main campus. What I'm inviting you to do is come to that Science Saturday and learn all about bugs. Then have some lunch here on campus. We have some nice little restaurants. Walk over and learn a little bit about the Peter Gray Museum. Then at 1 o'clock, we are having a very cool contemporary dance program. And I highly advise you get here at noon. If you're only going to come for the dance program, please come at noon because it's going to be jam-packed. There's going to be a lot of people for this event. I believe the event is being played Friday night and Saturday night at the Puerto Vallarta Theater, but you have to pay to go there. Here, the same staff, the same dancers, the same music people are going to be here on campus next Saturday at 1 p.m. in the main auditorium. You'll be able to come and watch the same performance you have to pay for at the theater. You're going to see free here. They're very appreciative of the university. A lot of the students that are in this dance ensemble have come through this university or the main campus in Guadalajara. So you'll have an opportunity to come and watch this contemporary dance program. Very, very professional. Next Saturday here at campus at 1 p.m. I tried really hard to get a representative or two here to talk about that this morning, to tell you a little bit more and explain all the different styles of dancing they're going to have. I think it's ballet, contemporary dancing. I'm not an expert on it. I tried to get an expert, but was unable to. We couldn't get together on that situation. But anyway, I do want to say it is next Saturday, 1 o'clock here on campus. I highly urge you to come early. Also, I want to mention that for the next week, there is not going to be any cinema cook movies. We usually have a movie every Wednesday and Friday at 1 o'clock in the main auditorium. But due to some other obligations taking up the auditorium, we're not going to have it this week. It's going to be the next week. And if you're into vampires, we're in a series of movies every Friday about vampires. We started a couple of weeks ago with a 1922 movie that was actually unauthorized. Bram Stoker, who wrote Dracula back in the 80s, he wrote a book about a vampire named Count Dracula that lived in Transylvania. Well, some people in Germany decided they were going to make a movie of it in 1921, released in 22, and his family actually sued them. Yes, there were lawyers that were bloodthirsty sapsuckers way back then, or bloodsuckers, and they sued the movie producers of this movie, and believe it or not, they won. But there were a few copies of the movie that kind of leaked out, as there always is. It's kind of like the politicians, they do things up in Washington, and somehow the news that they do behind closed doors always sneaks out some way. But Anyway, vampire movies. They showed that movie 2 weeks ago. They showed about a 1940s version of Dracula last week. And in 2 weeks, on Friday, they're going to be showing more vampire movies. And as each week goes on for the next 4 or 5 weeks, they're going to get newer and newer and newer. So if you like vampires, if you like the Count Dracula-type films, you'll be able to come here on campus and watch some. So there's a lot going on here at the university. As I mentioned, go to the website, please, www.cuc.udg.mx, and look at everything that's on the website. Again, I want to mention that the brigade is going on in the subdivision or the little colonial area behind Home Depot. It'll be there till 2 o'clock today, so I highly advise you go over there and ask questions, learn things. It's a very, very great program, social outreach that they do here at the university. So we're going to take another break. We might take another Blake also. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music, and we'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake-Up Show here in just a moment. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
Stand tall, I face it all together.
Welcome back to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show here with your host, Michael Nolan, on the University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. As I mentioned, if you want to contact me, say you're a charity or an organization, or you are a professional at buying used cars here in Mexico, I need your help, and I would like you to contact me at 104.3 wakeupshow@gmail.com. As I mentioned, if you're an organization, a charity, I've had many on here, and I want to say thank you to all of them that have taken their time to come and be on the show and inform our listening audience about them, about the very critical things they do to help the Bay of Banderas area. There's some just unbelievable people in this place that helps us all the time, and I want to say thank you to them. They're unspoken heroes to me. But if you have never been on the show and you would like me to interview you, if you'd like to get your word out, your message, please contact me again at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. I'd love to meet with you, interview you, let you get your word out to the community, and it's all of us working together to make this place a better place. So please contact me. I'd love to interview you, like I said, and talk to you. Hey, if anybody has an extra $410 million, I just read that there's a beautiful chateau. It's only a 187-year-old house. If somebody told me they wanted to sell me a 187-year-old car, I'd just fall out, but seeing how cars weren't invented that long ago. But this house was built 187 years ago. It's in France. It's 18,000 square foot, 14-bedroom mansion on 35 acres, and it is for sale. It's supposedly the most expensive house in the world. I don't know about that. It's $410 million. So it is for sale if anybody has some extra change in their pocket. That house is for sale. I just wanted to inform you. You may not have known that. You might have missed it when you're out on your billion-dollar yacht last week. You didn't know there's a house for sale, but anyway. Hey, I want to mention once again, I had her on my show a couple weeks ago, the young lady, Nat, as I call her, Natasha. She's not Russian, but she has a Russian name. She is a very, very talented artist that is here in the Bay of Banderas area. She did the big, giant Puerto Vallarta letters that are all done in ceramic tile. When you're coming in from the north and you go past the river, right there, just I think it's just past the great big Starbucks that's in the middle of the road, are some giant letters that say Puerto Vallarta. It's kind of like the Las Vegas sign of Nevada. It welcomes everybody here and is beautiful, beautiful art. She's also done some other unbelievable projects here and around town. But she has embarked on a one-year program. It is going to be a beautiful, beautiful addition to the Bay of Banderas, the old town, And they're at Plaza de las Cardenas, and I know I don't say that right, so don't send me an email, or if you're a speech therapist, you can come help me. I'd appreciate that. I finally did learn how to say La Cruz Lawana Coxley. That was a tough word for me, but anyway, she is down there with her team, her brother David, and probably 8 or 10 other artists, and they're completely changing what that plaza is going to look like. In about an 8-month period from now, it is going to be so different and so beautiful, and it'll be right in time completed for the 100th anniversary of Puerto Vallarta celebration. That's one of the coolest plazas we have in this town, I think. It's right off the ocean. It's just past the Malecón. I kind of think it's the beginning of the Romantic Zone. You come off the Malecón, you're in the Romantic, you're in the Old Town part, and then you come across the river, and you're right there at the plaza. Well, they are doing all types of tile work there. It's going to be gorgeous. It reminds me of the Gaudí Park that's in Barcelona, Spain. And if you've never been there, you need to just Google that. Gaudí Park, Barcelona, Spain, and you'll see some of the most incredible tile work, mosaic art that you've ever seen in your life besides in the Vatican. But she is completely transforming what this plaza is going to look like. And it's not a government-funded project. It is a public-funded project, and that means me and you. And how can we help? Well, they're down there working every day in the hot sun. If you want to stop by and bring them some water, some refreshments, some snacks, please do. They would welcome that very much. And if you want to be more than just a temporary help and assistance, you can. They are selling to pay for this program memorial tiles, celebration tiles. They're going to have a wall of honor that you can actually honor a lost one or a loved one, someone that has been in your life, your grandparents, your sons, your daughters, or a living person. But they're going to have a memorable memorial tile wall that's going to be right near the ocean side of the plaza. They're also going to have a what they call Name to Remember. This will be a community wall that is facing the sunset. So every evening, the beautiful sunset will be facing onto this wall, and it's going to be a very special healing place that you can visit. They're also going to have a pet tile wall. So say you have your favorite dog or cat or reptile. I have a favorite iguana that lives out there by my house. I throw it stuff all the time, and I don't know what they eat, but they sure don't eat any of the stuff I throw over by it to eat. But if you have a pet that is passed on or is still living, you can actually put a likeness on the tile of your pet, and they will be able to live in infamy in a tile. They're going to have friendship and family celebration benches. If you want to go all out and you want a personal bench, there's only going to be 32 of them available. And you're going to be able to have 3 special tiles, either square, oval, circle, rectangular, or triangle, different sizes. There's going to be 1 bench. Each bench is going to have 3 tiles. So you could put maybe your parents on one tile, your grandparents on the other, and your children on the other. Or you can put yourself on there. But there's only, like I mentioned, going to be 32 benches, and each one of those benches will have 3 tiles on it, and they're going to be there forever. Businesses. I'm talking about if you want your business to live on in infamy here in Puerto Vallarta, and there are many, many businesses that have been part of this community since it very, very first began, like the Rosetta Hotel that was started. I think it was the very first hotel here in the Bay of Banderas. But there are insurance companies. There are banks. There are adventure companies. There are all kinds of organizations here. They're going to have a very, very special area just for you all, so you can put your business tile there. And it's really a great way to advertise your business. So if you're listening to me, you've been one of the guests on my show, Noah Mar Insurance, Intercom Bank, many, O'Connor and Associates. I've had so many great companies come here on the show, let me interview them and tell us about, like, Jason Lavender, the president of Intercom Bank. He comes on here and talks about the best way to transport money down here, the best way to get the biggest bang for your buck. Noah Mar Insurance, Mr. Chamberlain and Roberto, they come and talk about every type of insurance you can possibly get. Some of the notaries. Well, those are the people I'm talking to. If you want to go and help with this project, help pay for some of it. The tiles aren't that expensive, and your business will live in infamy. And Natalia is doing a fabulous job down there, her and her brother David and the rest of the crew. So anyway, I really highly encourage you to contact her and buy a tile. I'm actually going to buy a tile. I don't know what's going to say yet, but it'll say something about the Good Morning Wake Up Show. And you'll be able to, my grandkids will be able to come down there and look at it and say, hey, my granddad was that crazy guy on the radio every Saturday. Also want to mention a couple other things. We need to take a break real quick, but there's four or five other things that are going on here in the Bay of Banderas. And I want to talk to you about that. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, la, lie, lie, la, 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 la. Lie, la, 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 la,
Well, welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. I want to say once again, thank you very much to the president of the university, Marco Antonio Cortez Gradado, for allowing me to have this show each week to come on here, voice some of my opinions, educate you about what all is going on here at this great, great university. There's so many cool things happening here that I'm just really, really proud to be part of it. And, of course, I just sit here and talk every Saturday, but there's a lot of people behind the scenes. Jeanette, my producer, she gets up every Saturday morning when most college students don't want to get up. I remember those days. I'm sure you do, too. And comes down here and helps me produce the show, and I want to say thank you very much to her. There's also what I call the Wizard of Oz, Cheppy, the producer, engineer, I guess, is more his title. He helps me edit all the different interviews that I do, and he downloads them to the computer, tries to take out all the mistakes that I make. He also tries to muffle out a lot of the noise, the background stuff. And unfortunately, you just can't do all of it, but he does a great, great job, and I want to say thank you to him. Also, Jose, Joey, I don't know what all his name is. He's got about eight or nine names. Hector, he's one of the other producers. He has a show here every day at 11 o'clock, plays really, really cool music, and I want to say thank you to him because he helps me out an awful lot. And, of course, Susanna, the radio station manager, she allows me to talk to you all every Saturday, and I appreciate her allowing us to do this. But I want to say thank you. There's a lot of other people that are involved in this show that I need to mention. I don't do it enough, but thank you to all of them for all their help. Hey, there is a really cool event coming up. I'm not part of it yet, but I may be. Next week, it looks like it's the 5th annual La Cruz, Luana Coxley. That's a beautiful little village just north of the bay. International Sport Fishing Tournament. It's October 18th through the 21st. If you want to sign up, you need to do it very quickly. It's at www.pescarivianayarit. I think it's Pescal River Nagarit. .mx. They're having a huge international fishing tournament. They're trying to catch the biggest tuna, marlin, sailfish, and mahi mahi. Last year they had over 50 boats with four people on each boat involved in this thing. This year they're going to have a payout of over $2.5 million pesos, which is about $135,000 American. They're giving away a Nissan car to whoever catches the biggest mahi mahi. I'm not much of a fisherman. I love to eat it. And I think I might just have to sign up. I don't know how much it is. I don't have a boat. But if you're a boat owner and you need somebody to come and tell jokes while the fishing's kind of slow and have some fun and eat some of your food, I'm more than willing to, sit on the boat for a couple of hours, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. But seriously, if you are a sports fisherman and you're not involved in this, you're going to miss out on one of the greatest fishing tournaments in all of this part of the Pacific. So, again, it's up at La Cruz, the 5th annual. You need to be involved with that. Also, the Art Adventures, who I've had on the show four or five times, they're a big mega vacation company that helps everybody have more fun down here than you're legally allowed to. They have one of the funnest things, I think, and one of the most neat adventures you can do. Every evening they have the Rhythms of the Night over on a private part of the beach over on the far south side of the bay. Rhythms of the Night is one of the coolest things I've done down here in the 4 years I've been here. And they're having a special Rhythms of the Night Day of the Dead ceremony. It's going to be October 30th through the November 2nd. I think it's three or four different nights where they're having very, very special costume, very, very special presentation. And so I want to say, if you really want to go to see Rhythms of the Night, which is, I think, one of the greatest things to do down here, be sure to sign up now because the special from October 30th through the November 2nd is going to be all about Day of the Dead, special costumes, special altars put up. It's just really, really going to be a great, cool experience. I'm hoping I can swing somehow to go myself because I've been there on New Year's last year. I'm going again New Year's this year. It's the greatest time in the world. The Art Adventures doesn't need me advertising for them, and I'm not doing it for this reason. But they're one of the companies that really, really does a lot giving back to the community. I know they paint a lot of their little trucks and buses and army stuff pink during breast awareness or breast cancer month. They also have crews of their employees that go pick up trash around all the beaches once or twice a month, 40, 50 employees. So they're one of the big, big corporations down here that does a lot, very successful, but they're a very great company to give back to the Bay of Banderas with their charitable organizations that they do. So thank you very much to the Art Adventures. Just want to say thank you to them, and be sure to sign up to go see the Rhythms of the Night. Well, my producer, as I mentioned, Janet, a little while ago, she's waving to me saying, Michael, you're talking too much, which I want to say thank you to the university for allowing me to do that. Please contact me at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com if you'd like to be on the show, and maybe people can hear more about you and less me. We've got to go. The show's over. I've talked 2 hours. I can't believe it. It's like it's been 5 minutes. But anyway, I want to say thank you very much for listening. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody that comes up to me and says, hey, I love your show. I appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be back next Saturday with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Please go to the website, the university website, www.cuc.udg.mx, and find out all the cool stuff going on here at campus. Thank you again for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Adios, amigos and amigas.
Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Some trails are
FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.